Chapter 8, Freedom in Christ. Christ gives to all the invitation, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." All who accept this invitation will bear testimony that Christ's yoke is indeed easy and his burden light. It means much to our physicians whether they are wearing the yoke of Christ or the yoke of some man. Those who are wearing a yoke that man has placed on their necks will have to be freed from this yoke before they can act the part that God desires them to act in the proclamation of the truth. Those who receive and believe in Jesus are not to wear any man's yoke, neither are they to be non-committal in regard to where they stand. A fierce conflict is raging between two powers, the power of light and the power of darkness. This conflict has a vital interest for the people of God. The question that is asked us is, who will stand on the Lord's side? You cannot remain neutral and yet be Christ's followers, his faithful servants. "He that is not with me is against me," Christ declares, "and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad." God has given to every man his work. He expects every follower of his to exert an influence that will tell for the upbuilding of his kingdom. He who is not actively engaged in promoting love and unity and equity is exerting an influence that is opposed to Christ. At this time, men need to think under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and they need to pray more and talk less, for souls are hanging in the balance. The one who has exercised masterly power in the medical missionary work has not been given permission to exercise this power. He has taken this power to himself. Heaven is grieved because acts so imperious and unadvised and often so oppressive are done. Christ has looked upon the kingly dictation as to what shall be and what shall not be, and he says, "Speak words that are more appropriate. Men and women are my heritage. I have not passed them over into your hands. Stand aside and exercise your authority over yourself. I have given to my children their code and charter. For man to interfere with my heritage or to harm one of my purchased possession is to impugn the divine efficacy and efficiency. Those who assume such authoritative power are to be rebuked for their presumption. My kingdom is not of this world, for it refuses all human patronage. For any man to put forth his hand to guide and control my missionaries as if he had the charge of their souls is displeasing to God. I have bought them with a price such as no human mind can compute. They are my property. Those who are true to the divine leader will hold fast to the simplicity of the gospel and will put away the masterly sentiments and sophistries that are coming in to deceive. Those who would be saved from the wily, deceptive influences of the foe must now break every yoke and take their position for Christ and for truth. They must reject all fictitious sentiments, which, if accepted, will spoil their faith and their experience. Unless they obtain this freedom, they will go on step by step in the downward path until they deny him who has bought them with the price of his blood. This is the message that I am instructed to bear to our physicians. The Lord calls upon those who claim to be medical missionaries to free themselves from the control of any human mind. He says, "Break every yoke. My servants are not to be under the jurisdiction of any man. Their minds belong to me. They have not been sold into bondage to any human being for him to lead into philosophical speculation and spiritualistic theories. Christ never causes confusion in minds. He says, I will surely bring punishment upon those who put themselves in my place, to control the minds of my blood-bought heritage. For thus they endanger the souls of those who have been purchased with the price of my own blood. These physicians are my workmen. They are to present to the world a standing evidence that the human mind, under the control of the Holy Spirit, represents the heavenly world. Better would it be for a man never to have been born than to spoil the souls of my heritage. The soul that is turned away from the Word may lose eternal life. Unless the one who does this work comes to me with repentance and confession, he will lose the life that measures with the life of God. One soul misled, forfeiting eternal bliss, who can estimate the loss? The missionaries of the Christian Church are to stand in their God-given manhood with the privilege of exercising freedom of speech and freedom of faith. When they see that a fellow laborer is not doing as a man in his position ought to do, they are not to harmonize with his plans or be cowed into silence by a masterful spirit. For them to do this would be a great injury to him and to them.
Our physicians should not be required to verify statements that they know are not true. How dare they do this? How dare anyone require it? They do great harm to a speaker when they listen to false statements without making any protest or correction. Our physicians are to stand where no binding influence will hold them speechless when they hear wrong sentiments expressed. At times, with burning earnestness and words of terrible severity, Christ denounced the abominations that he saw in the church and in the world. He would not allow the people to be deceived by false claims to righteousness and sanctity. We are to unify, but not on a platform of error. That which has been said in the testimonies in regard to Living Temple and its misleading sentiments is not overdrawn. Some of its theories are misleading, and their influence will be to close the minds of those who receive them against the truth for this time. Men may explain and explain in regard to these theories. Nevertheless, they are contrary to the truth. Scriptures are misplaced and misapplied, taken out of their connection and given a wrong application. Thus, those are deceived who have not a vital, personal experience in the truths that have made us as a people what we are. We are living amidst the perils of the last days. We are to watch unto prayer. We are to put our entire trust in God, glorifying Him. Daily, we are to learn lessons from the greatest medical missionary that ever trod this earth. He is our tabernacle of witness for heavenly things. He will not accept that which has been done in bringing so much of a commercial spirit into the medical missionary work. Neither will he accept the Laodicean condition of the Medical Missionary Association. This association is not doing the work indicated by its name. It is not preparing a people to obtain a sound, healthy experience which will stand the test of the judgment. I am so sorry, for God is dishonored. His work, which should be a praise in the earth, is belittled. False sentiments have been entertained, and a strange work has been done. The cause of God is in great peril because there are physicians in whose minds sophistry has prevailed against the truth. These men are bracing themselves against the impressions of the Holy Spirit and are placing themselves where the Lord cannot use them as leaders of His people. This is a time when Satan's deceptive power is exercised, not only upon the minds of those who are young and inexperienced, but upon the minds of men and women of mature years and of broad experience. Men in positions of responsibility are in danger of changing leaders. This I know, for it has been plainly revealed to me. I have been instructed that the enemy seeks to link up with men bearing large responsibilities in the Lord's work, in order that he may fill their minds with evil devisings. Under his influence,
men will suggest many things that are contrary to the mind of God.